Mark Fancher is the racial justice attorney for the ACLU. He moderated the panel on police practices in Grand Rapids before a packed house and set the tone by framing the creation of America's police departments in a provocative, historic context.
If you were part of the community, it became your civic duty to participate in the slave patrols, and your function, your role, was to go and track down runaways.
It was the very role that police play in communities of color that drove the night's discussion. Dale Ross of Link. Community revitalization.
As long as we have a culture of arrest and the criminal justice system mandates that when they show up, they arrest, and that's the only tool they have, and prevention is in no way championed, we're going to be great people having this conversation for a while.
David Ruhinsky, chief of the Grand Rapids Police Department, acknowledged that the past contributes to mistrust across the country, but said his department was quick to respond to community demands.
We've literally flung open our doors. We've asked outside experts to come in and take a look at us because we're confident in the knowledge that we represent the community, that we work hard, that we're a proud department, and that we're here to serve.
Dale Ross argues it is ordinary people and not government agencies that are driving change.
It wasn't the police officers' cameras that we saw with the Gidding Street incident. It was a private citizen's cell phone that showed the excessive force and the posture of the police when they stepped out.
One solution offered to the department during the event, hiring more minority officers to serve in communities of color. But Chief Ruhinsky said the current climate is working against that goal.
If law enforcement continues to be demonized on a national level, it just makes our job that much harder to go into minority communities and make ourselves an attractive career option.
For now, it seems, Grand Rapids may not be the next Ferguson, but the panelists all referenced the need for conversations to be followed up by government action. Mariano Avila, WGVU News.